Shalom. This is Yair Davidi from Bambi, Brit and Broadcasting Israel. We're giving you a series of short talks concerning the biblical evidence as to the whereabouts of the lost 10 tribes in the end times, in the times before the Messiah, before the Mashiach. We believe that these are our times. In other words, we are going to tell you from the Bible where, according to the simple sense of Scripture, the lost 10 tribes are to be found today. We said that the lost 10 tribes went to the west, went to areas now known as Scandinavia and Finland, Holland, Belgium, France, Britain and Ireland. From there, their descendants populated North America, Australia, New Zealand and South Africa. We believe we have historical, linguistic and other evidence for these claims, in addition to which this is what the Bible itself says would happen. This is where the Bible says the lost 10 tribes would go. Biblical proofs can be divided into separate headings, one of which is geography. By geography, we mean geographical location, that the lost 10 tribes, according to the Bible, were to be found in specific areas and specific regions, and in a specific direction of the compass, when we take the land of Israel as the center of the earth, as our center of reference, as the Bible itself says it was to be regarded. We also have blessings. The blessings given to the lost 10 tribes tell us in what situation and what material environment and level of development the lost 10 tribes will be in the end times. In addition to this, the Bible also tells us what characteristics, what national characteristics the lost 10 tribes will have. And taking all these fields of evidence as one comprehensive whole, as one complementary unitary body of evidence, and requiring that each piece of evidence complement another, supplement another, unify with the others to reflect and expand upon what the others say, which is a very important point that we will return to. It will become more apparent as we continue. Each piece of evidence must be taken as a part of an overall picture, as part of a jigsaw, as if to say. And no piece of evidence can contradict another. If it does happen that there is some type of apparent contradiction or incompatibility between different indications, then we have to search for more proof. We have to examine these sources. And then, as we shall see, the result, when we are using the Bible as our field of reference, is a third piece of evidence that combines with the others to make them one unit, whose strength comes from their unity. All of this will become more apparent as we continue, as we go on. Concerning geography, concerning the biblical locations of the lost 10 tribes, it was prophesied that lost 10 tribes in the end times would be at the geographical extremities of the continents, the Katsay Arats, Katswata Arats, at the ends of the earth. Not only that they would be at the ends of the earth, but they would also be in the best parts of the earth. As said in Isaiah 41:8-9, said would be the ends of the earth because of the arts were at Zalaya, and in the best parts of it, in the most congenial locations. The King James translates this as the chief men, but the Hebrew says quite clearly that it's referring to the geographical environment. And we will return to all of these points in more detail. The Bible says the lost 10 tribes will be in islands and isles of the sea and in peninsulas of the earth, that they will be seafarers, rulers of the waves, that they will be found in many waters, that they will be associated with Tarshish and the Atlantic Ocean area, the North Sea and the Atlantic Ocean, that the major entity amongst them will be centered to the west of the land of Israel in the sea. And we will continue. We will explain this. Bible also says that the tribe of Zebulun would be on the shores of the sea. It's the peoples of the Netherlands, of Holland, are. And they're the only ones who are. And there we find a people called Zebulun Goy in ancient times. Zebulun Goy in Hebrew meaning people of Zebulun. Or ten tribes. Would be in all regions of the earth, but they would be together as collective unities, and where they would be found, not scattered as the Jews are. And that one portion of them would be in the land of Sinim, which we will show to be Australia. There were also blessings given unto those ten tribes, which tell us in what situation, in what material environment, we can expect to find the lost tribes in the end times. Was said that they would possess the gates of your enemies, or the gates of their enemies, and the gates of those who hate them, meaning strategic thoroughfares and bases, and strategic points giving them control or potential control over their enemies, over those who hate them and were liable to do them harm or to harm their interests. The Lost Ten Tribes would possess mineral resources on a world level, an agricultural plenty. They would number immense multitudes, hundreds of millions of people. It would be a military power and a policeman of the globe. There are certain characteristics that they would have. They were to rule over other peoples, to become a world power, the world power. As we said, to possess great military might. To be known as a Bulka or Eagle, Anglo in Hebrew. As we shall see. The Anglos. They would be separate from Judah, not part of the Jewish people. And not recognized by the Jews as belonging to Israel, and not on the whole being aware of this fact themselves until the end times, and our task in this world, or at least part of our task, is to let this fact be known and to make it known to as many as possible, and to not only make it known, but to study it and research it and bring more evidence proving it or reinforcing it, so that it become acceptable in the eyes, in the minds of those who are prepared to receive it. Thus then, tribes were to be drunkards, drinkers of alcoholic beverages, to an excessive degree. Which proves, if nothing else, that they cannot be found in Muslim areas. They cannot be Muslims, as some people claim they are, since Muslims do not drink alcohol. The whereabouts of the Lost Ten Tribes was to be proven by megalithic monuments, by a pathway of megalithic monuments, of dolmens, of large stone erections that would lead from wherever they were to be found to the land of Israel. And we find such a pathway of megalithic monuments, of megalithic structures, of so-called Stone Age structures, large and uniform structures that are found in their thousands in the land of Israel and in the Mediterranean regions leading up into the British Isles and into Ireland and into Scandinavia. And this is a megalithic pathway showing where the Lost Ten Tribes came from And Jeremiah prophesied, Jeremiah 31 prophesied that such a pathway would exist, and it does. And again we will return to the subject. The Lost Ten Tribes were to have patriarchal names. They were to be known after Abraham the Hebrew, Isaac and Jacob. Abraham the Hebrew may be found amongst the Heberi. The Heberi, which name was given to the Celts in Britain and Ireland and in France. The Scyths and the Sakai and the Saxons received their name from Isaac. The Union Jack of England, the name of the flag of Great Britain, Union Jack, means a union of the tribes of Jacob. Jack is short for Jacob. Jack, the shortest form for Jacob in Hebrew, can also be pronounced as Yank. Yank is a nickname for American. Jock is also a nickname that is derived from a shortened form of Jacob. Jock is a nickname given unto Scotsmen. There were also clan names and tribal names. Within each clan were families. And each and every tribe was divided into clans and families. The names of these tribal clans and of these tribes are to be found amongst Western nations in very similar, sometimes identical forms to those recorded in the Bible. They're also to be found in such areas and in such configurations and in such a way of interrelationships with each other as was preceded by the family relationships that existed in biblical times, as we shall show. Lost Ten Tribes were also to be found in Zarephath. Zarephath means France, or France and Britain, or France and the North, and we shall discuss this point. This is mentioned expressly in the book of Obadiah and explained by Jewish commentaries such as Rashi, Nachmanides, Ramban, and Abravanel. All of these points and many more will be discussed in this series, and it will be shown to supplement our historical studies and our linguistic studies and archaeological researches and studies of nearly any science or field of study that somehow or other can throw light on the history of the Lost Tribes and in their pathways of exile and indications as to their Hebrew antecedents. All of this will be discussed and much more. We hope you will come back and you will listen to us, and that you will enjoy listening to us, and that you will benefit from it as we too benefit from giving this instruction to you. God bless you all. This is Yair Davidi signing off from Bambi Brit and Broadcasting Israel.